Chumash Devarim. With Hashem's help, we will now begin Parshas Devarim from the fifth Chumash Devarim. Until now, we have learned the first four Chumashim. Chumash Bereishis, which tells us about how Hashem created the world out of nothing during the 6 days of creation. It teaches us how Hashem speaks to certain people, like Adam, to Noach the Tzaddik, to our others, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It also teaches us how Hashem rewards the Tzaddikim for doing good, and how He punishes the Rishayim for doing the opposite. We also learn all about the actions and deeds of our Avos and of the children of Yaakov, the Shvatim. And then in Chumash Shmais, we began learning about Golos Mitzrayim, how the Yidden worked so hard for Paroi while they were in Mitzrayim. And then later, how Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim with great wonders and miracles. We also learned about Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the Red Sea, and how Hashem gave the Torah to the Yidden, and later, how the Yidden built up the Mishkan for Hashem. Following the building of the Mishkan for Hashem comes Chumash Vayikra, that teaches us all the laws of the Karbanos, the sacrifices, and also how to keep the Mishkan holy. It also teaches us how to keep ourselves holy, since we are Hashem's special treasured nation. Then comes Chumash Bamidbar, which tells us all about the travelings of the Yidden in the Midbar during their 40 years since they left Mitzrayim until they came to the borders of Eretz Yisrael. It tells us about the names of all the stations where they stopped off. It tells us about the Nisyonos, the tests and trials that the Yidden went through. It also tells us some laws about Karbanos. And finally, at the end of Chumash Bamidbar, it tells us how the Yidden finally reached the borders of Eretz Yisrael, ready to enter. It tells us how Moshe Rabbeinu made a war against Midian, and later the war against the great kings Sihon and Og, and how the Yidden conquered their kingdoms. And since Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he's not going to enter Eretz Yisrael with the Yidden, instead, he's going to pass away in the Midbar, so Moshe gathered together all the Yidden to speak to them before he passes away. What did Moshe want to speak to them about? And why before he passes away? Well, that's what Chumash Devarim is all about. Since Moshe knew that he's going to soon pass away, he said to Hashem, "Please, Hashem, allow me to review the entire Torah with the Yidden before I pass away. I want to make clear any parts of the Torah that the Yidden did not understand yet." And Hashem honored Moshe's request. It was on the first day of Shavat, 37 days before Moshe passes away on Zion Adar, Hashem said to Moshe, "Gather the Yidden together to review the mitzvahs with them, and to instruct them with those mitzvahs that they did not hear from you yet." You see, Moshe himself learned all the mitzvahs from Hashem either at Har Sinai, or later in the first year in the Ohel Moed. Now, this is also the reason why Chumash Devarim is also called Mishnei Torah, which means the review of the Torah. Since Moshe is going to review all the mitzvahs of the Torah with the Yidden to make sure that they know all the details very clearly. But before Moshe began repeating the laws of the Torah, Moshe thought to himself, before I review the Torah with the Yidden, I must first put the fear of Hashem into the hearts of the Yidden, because otherwise they will not perform the mitzvahs properly. And that's the reason why Moshe begins Chumash Devarim with words of Musar, rebuke, reminding the Yidden of certain averis, sins, that they have done in the past, only in order to encourage them to be more careful in the future. Actually, even though Moshe was afraid to give Musar to the Yidden, but now Moshe thought was the right time, because first of all, the Yidden know that Moshe is soon going to pass away, so they will surely listen to his words. Second of all, Moshe thought, before killing out the mighty giants, Sichon and Og, and taking over their lands, I wasn't able to give Musar to the Yidden, because if I would mention to them about their sins, they would say, oh, Moshe realizes that he cannot win over Sichon and Og, therefore he uses our sins as an excuse for letting us die out in the Midbar, in the desert. It is for this reason that I wasn't able to give any Musar to the Yidden until after we won over the kings Sichon and Og and took over their lands. Now the Yidden would realize that when I speak to them and I give them Musar, I mean it for their own benefit. They will therefore take my words to heart. It was then that Moshe began speaking to the Yidden for the next 5 weeks, from Rosh Chodesh Shvat until the day when Moshe passed away, Zayin Adar. The first part of Moshe's speech was to remind them about their averis that they have done and how they should be careful in the future. This is the entire Parsha of Devarim and half of Parshas Vaeschanan. Afterwards, Moshe began to review and teach the mitzvahs of the Torah. And he explained them to the Yidden, not only in Lashon HaKodesh, in the Holy Tongue, but in all the 70 basic languages of the world. Now you can imagine what a powerful speaker Moshe was, to give a speech that lasted for 5 weeks. That is, the entire Chumash Devarim. And yet, in 70 different languages. Now you surely remember that Moshe had a problem with his speech. Since he was a little child and burnt his mouth with the burning coals, as we learned in Chumash Mais, he had a problem speaking. And when Hashem sent him to Paroi to tell him to let the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, Moshe said, Loi ish devarim anoichi, I'm not a man of words. How can you, Hashem, send me to Paroi's palace? And yet now, Moshe was able to speak to the Yidden with a very clear speech for 5 weeks. How was this possible? Well, our Chachamim teach us that while Moshe stayed up at Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, it was then that Hashem cured Moshe's speech, that he was able to speak clearly. Now, before Moshe began, Moshe requested that every single Yid should be present. No one should be absent. Why? Because Moshe was afraid that just in case, let's say one Yid was not there when Moshe spoke to them, the Yid might come back later and say to the other Yidden,
"What did Moshe say?"
"Oh, Moshe spoke to us about a certain avera that we did."
"And you didn't answer him? You didn't give any excuses? You should have said so and so."
Therefore, Moshe wanted that every single Yid should be there. If anyone has anything to object or to say, let them speak up right there. And Hashem made a great miracle that Moshe's voice was so loud that all the Yidden, men, women, and children, were able to hear him. And now Moshe began speaking to the Yidden. And that's the beginning of Chumash Devarim. Eila ha-devarim asher diber Moshe al kol Yisrael. These are the words that Moshe spoke to all the Yidden. Be'ever har-Yarden, across the Yarden River. That is, right at the edge of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe began by reminding them of Matan Torah. You received the Torah at Har Sinai and were instructed therein on the plains of Moav. You know that Hashem performed so many miracles for you. From the time we stood at the shores of the Yamsuf, which he split into 12 paths, one for each Shevet, until today. And still, you have since then repeatedly went away from Hashem and made Hashem angry. And here Moshe began telling them about certain averes that they have done. But when Moshe said it, he said it in a very gentle way. He didn't mention the sins in an open way that everyone should be able to hear the sins that he's talking about. He only hinted it, that the Yidden should understand the message. First Moshe said, Bamidbar, which means in the desert. That is to remind the Yidden of the different sins that they did in the Midbar. For example, when they traveled in the Midbar after leaving Mitzrayim, on the 31st day, the Yidden realized that they had no more food left. That's right, all the food that they took along with them from Mitzrayim was already eaten up. It was then that you complained that you would have preferred to die by Hashem's hand in Mitzrayim. And you said that you wanted to eat meat as well as bread, even though you brought out animals with you from Mitzrayim. Your complaint showed that you did not have enough emunah, faith, in Hashem, and therefore it made Hashem angry. Bo'arava, you sinned at the place Arava, which is the place called Shittim, when you worshipped the god Pe'ir in the plains of Moav. Moel Suf, that means the shores of the Yamsuf. What kind of sins did the Yidden do there? Well, first of all, when Pari's army was coming very close behind you, instead of having betachen in Hashem, you got frightened. Rather than trusting that Hashem will protect you, you called out and said, "It would have been better for us to die in Mitzrayim in the plague of darkness than to be murdered by Pharaoh's soldiers." Also, after we came out of the Red Sea, you didn't want to leave the shores. You were busy gathering the jewelry that decorated the horses of the Egyptians, and I had to force you to leave the shores of the Yamsuf. Then there was Paran. With the word Paran, Moshe was hinting to them, you sinned in the wilderness of Paran by accepting the words of the spies, the Meraglim, when they said bad things against Eretz Yisrael. Then Moshe said, Teufel and Lavan. What does that mean? Teufel means to grumble and complain. Lavan means white. By this, Moshe was hinting to them, you grumbled and complained about the man which is white. By doing that, you did a double sin. First of all, even if you didn't like it, since Hashem gave it to you, you should not have complained. Second of all, your complaints did not make any sense, because the man was the best of all foods. Noblemen will pay high prices just to get white bread because it's easily digested. And you complained about the man, which is even better than any food in the world. You complained and said, we hate this bread that our bodies absorb completely. And then Moshe mentioned Chatzeres. With this he hinted the sin of Korach's uprising in the place called Chatzeres. And finally, Moshe mentioned Vidi Zahav. That is the worst sin of all, which brought punishment upon all the future generations. That is, you made the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf. Moshe then continued his speech. When you left Har Sinai on the 20th day of Iyar, Hashem brought you quickly to the place Kadesh Barnea, which is right at the border of Eretz Canaan. It usually takes 11 days to travel from Har Sinai till Kadesh Barnea. But Hashem made a miracle for you that it took you only 3 days of traveling to get to Kadesh Barnea. And this was all in order to hurry up your coming into Eretz Yisrael. Yes, Hashem desired so much that you should come into Eretz Yisrael as soon as possible. You could have taken over the whole land immediately if you wouldn't have sent the Meraglim. When you accepted the words of the Meraglim, you caused yourselves to stay in the Midbar for 40 years. And actually, Hashem really wanted to take you into Eretz Yisrael immediately after Matan Torah. But because you made the Egel HaZahav, you had to stay at Har Sinai for almost a whole year, where you built up the Mishkan. Yes, since you are going to go into Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to have the man, the Anane HaKavod, all the miraculous things, and you're going to start living a life which is more natural, like the rest of the world, so you need a special koyach, a special strength from Hashem. And that's why Hashem gave you 3 things. First of all, Hashem gave you the Mishkan, which will remind you that the Shekhinah is always with you in the Mishkan. And then you're going to keep yourself holy too. And Hashem also gave you the Menorah in order to shine light into the whole world, which will testify that the Shekhinah is among the Yidden. Hashem gave you the Torah to teach you how to be a holy nation in every place and in a daily life. And Hashem gave you then the Sanhedrin, the judges who will teach the Yidden the laws of the Torah. And then when the time came, Hashem said, Rav lochem sheves bahar hazeh. It is already time for you to leave from here, from Har Chodev, from Har Sinai. It's time to go and travel directly to Eretz Yisrael. Yes, Hashem indicated that if you would not have sinned with the Meraglim, your enemies would have fled and run away from Eretz Yisrael as soon as you set your foot upon the Holy Land. You would have taken over Eretz Yisrael without any war. Also, at the time when we were by Har Sinai, I finalized all preparations for you to enter Eretz Yisrael. I organized you with the galim, banners, and I appointed judges over you. By accepting the Torah from Hashem, you became Hashem's treasured nation. You became so great, both in number and in holiness. When you came down to Mitzrayim, you were only 70 people. And then you became 600,000. And that's when we count only the men from the age of 20 until 60. If we count in those over 60 and those under 60, and we count in all the women, it's around 2 million Yidden. Yes, from 70 you became 2 million. And in holiness you became so great, for you became Hashem's people. You became as great as heavenly stars. Yes, when the Yidden fulfill Hashem's will, they are compared to the heavenly stars. One of the reasons are, just as there are no arguments and no competition among the stars, so do the tzaddikim live in peace and respect for one another. And just like the light of the stars are not always seen, so are there many, many hidden tzaddikim among the Yidden. And just like the heavenly bodies exist forever, so will the Jewish people. Moshe continued, since you became so many, Hashem did not want me to be the only one responsible for judging you. Hashem told me to appoint more judges, so that there will be enough judges to help the Yidden with all of the cases that were brought before me. It's very important to make sure that a judge does not make any wrong judgments, that he judges everyone truthfully. Because if he judges someone wrong, then Hashem will punish that judge. Now while Moshe was speaking, all the Yidden listened carefully in silence. Not a single person said a word or objected to anything that Moshe said. Rather, every Yid accepted Moshe's words of Musar. The Yidden could have easily answered and said, Moshe, we didn't do any of the sins that you mentioned. It was our fathers who did so before we were born, or while we were little children. Yes, the sin of the Meraglim, of Korach, and some of the other sins that Moshe mentioned were all committed by their fathers. And these fathers already passed away in the Midbar. Yet, the members of this generation, about to go into Eretz Yisrael, were such great tzaddikim. They didn't answer a word to excuse themselves. They were ashamed, not only of their own sins, but even of their father's sins. Hashem therefore told Moshe, since the Yidden accepted your words of Musar so silently, give them a bracha. They deserve a special bracha from you. That's why, in the middle of Moshe's speech, after comparing the Yidden to stars, Moshe benched them. Hashem Elokei Aviseichem, Yosef Aleichem Kochem Elef Pe'amim. May Hashem, the God of your forefathers, add to you 1,000 times as much as you are now. That means that since the Yidden are now around 2 million people, Moshe is benching them that they should become 1,000 times more, which is around 2 billion people. And they should all be tzaddikim just like you. The Yidden objected, Moshe, why are you taking off from the bracha that Hashem gave to our forefathers? He promised them that their children will be like the stars and like the sand, both of which are countless. So why, Moshe, do you limit Hashem's bracha? instead of saying that we should have children without any number, you said that we should only have 1,000 times more? Don't be afraid, Moshe reassured them. This was my own bracha. Since I am a human being, I can only give a bracha with a number. But Hashem will also bench you, as He promised. Moshe explained to the Yidden, you are not ready yet for Hashem's bracha to Avraham, because that bracha depends on your fulfilling the Torah and mitzvahs perfectly. In the meanwhile, I have given you my own bracha, which will take place even before the times of Mashiach. After giving his bracha, Moshe continued telling the Yidden about the judges. Hashem wanted me to appoint additional judges, so I shouldn't have to bear alone all the continuous troubles that you made for me. For example, before a court case, you would insist, let me get additional judges. And if you lost the case, you would argue, I have more witnesses. Let me bring more proof. If in the morning I left my tent earlier than usual, someone would say, why is Ben Amram early today? It seems like that he has some family problems from which he escapes. If, on the other hand, I came at the Mishkan later than usual, some of you would whisper, what was Ben Amram doing in his tent so long? He must have been making some evil plans against us. And if you didn't like the judge's decision, you would continue to argue. You enjoyed court cases for their own sake, for you would often spend one sela, one coin, on the expenses of a court case from which you didn't expect to get any more than two. I therefore suggested to you, by Hashem's word, that judges be appointed over you to make it easier for me. And when you heard this, you should have said, Moshe Rabbeinu, why wouldn't you continue to be our judge and instruct us yourself? You alone heard the Torah directly from Hashem. It is much better that only you guide us. But instead, immediately, you were very happy with this plan. You wanted to have other judges, and I know why. You thought that if we're going to appoint more judges, there will be almost 80,000 new judges, and surely some of them can be bribed. And that's why you answered me, you spoke well, Moshe, and you begged me to make this plan immediately, to appoint judges.